Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here for our weekly get-together, news and information that affects the farm, the family farmer. It affects the food supply, and it affects families that are trying to support, whether they be on the farm or whether they're buying the farmer's produce. I think the support for farmers in my lifetime has been up and down and sideways. I don't know that I really thought about it because I've been around dairy all my life, and it seemed to be a needed commodity. And now people wonder these days whether you need real whole milk. Do you need almond milk, which isn't milk, or soy water, or whatever that other crap is? And so I get down to the nitty-gritty. And as a matter of fact, I think my commentary later on in the hour will be a focus on dairying and where it is. On the farm, from the news department, a strong majority of farmers and farm workers are saying that COVID has impacted their mental health as well as their physical health. More mental health challenges. I don't know whether it's because farmers are being considered more mainstream in terms of the employment department. And when you look around and see what is going on the farm, more and more people are paying attention to it. I think that's a good thing. A lot of people thought that farmers, you know, 100 and whatever years ago, everybody had a cow, everybody had a garden, everybody took care of themselves. And then it slowly matriculated into what we have today, with unfortunately too much big ag influencing what we are eating and what farm life is like. I thought this survey, though, was pretty compelling. Rural adults, farmers, farm workers, exploring how they've been affected, that is, their mental health has been affected by what's gone on. A lot of attitudinal experiences around mental health have changed in rural farm communities. This is something that has become more and more of a problem. It's kind of like with men and women who are in the service. You know, the number of people who are committing suicide on the farm equals the number of men and women who are committing suicide that have been in the service. It's the same kind of thing, the torment, the troubles. But at any rate, the idea that COVID is taking a heavy toll on farmers, I think it's not just their mental health, it's the financial thing. And all of that then leads up to mental health. The fact that there's so much stress, it's been a difficult year, it's been a difficult decade for farmers because of bad government policy, because of all of these huge conglomerates trying to take over and control food, seed, everything that goes with it. And so there's an impact here. Farmers need support. They need guidance. They need assistance. One of the things that has caused older farmers to really react negatively to the pandemic is the money that was supposed to come to them to help them make it through, especially dairy, didn't come. It went to other people. And so under the circumstances, you know, if you're younger, you're a little more vulnerable. A lot of people coming to the farm now who are, you know, from 18 to 34. A lot of women coming, not just to work on the farm, but to start farms. More and more of these smaller farms, 4, 5, 6 acres, are coming to the surface. And that's kind of a cool thing. A lot of people that were rural livers moved into the city for a while, and now they don't like it. So they're either going back to the farm or they're trying to find land on their own. And that's also, I think, kind of a good trend. So at any rate, if you're somebody, if you know somebody that's struggling emotionally, has concerns about their mental health, there's a website called The Farm State of Mind. If you haven't heard about it, check it out. If you know somebody who is either in your family or a friend, somebody in your circle, maybe you go to church with somebody that has a farm and is having a tough time with all of it, go to farmstateofmind.com. It's a website. Farm State of Mind. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I said Farm State of farmstateofmind.com. It's farmstateofmind.org. Please get that correctly. Farmstateofmind.org. You can find crisis hotlines, treatment locations, tips for helping yourself. If you have a lot of emotional pain, or somebody in your family, somebody you know, is going through a lot of emotional pain because of what's going on the farm, ways to start a conversation, resources for managing stress and anxiety and depression, all at that website. I'll repeat it again, farmstateofmind.org. And then speaking of the state of the farm, on the farm, what's going on? There is a big move this year to develop massive rooftop food gardens. This is not only happening in our country, it's happening actually all around the world. I saw something about what was going on in Thailand, another focus from France, one on Canada. This particular farmer I've just read about in Vancouver, Canada, Vancouver's a pretty cosmopolitan place. And he figured out how to put, he's growing broccoli, and he's growing tomatoes and lettuce and stuff on the roof. It's kind of a cool thing. It actually really is. All right. So, and I think about where the new farm is, where the forward-looking farmers who are creating conservation easements to protect the land that is theirs from development. I've done that with my farm. There also are people trying to introduce or maybe reintroduce native plants. There's such a backlash. There's a backdraft, if you will. I think last week or the week before I was talking on this program about the four companies that are trying to control the production and reproduction of all seeds, including China Chem. They're trying to take, and Monsanto and, you know, that bunch. All of them, none of them, by the way, are American companies. They're all offshore companies trying to control what we grow, what we eat. And you know, a lot of these same people, you look at the board of directors of Monsanto or Bayer, and then you look at the board of directors of Pfizer or Eli Lilly or one of those drug companies, see a lot of the same names. And, you know, you create bad food, make people sick, and then create a drug to make them better. It's a pretty interesting way to make a living, right? When you get right down to it. Actually, it's kind of disgusting, but it's that's the reality. That's what's going on. In a moment, speaking of what's going on, we're going to meet Willie Volk, who is a podcast host. Got an interesting idea or two to share with us. I think that we need to be embracing more of the things that are specialized in some of these podcasts. It's becoming a big business, and as a radio guy, an audio guy, I'm very interested in what a lot of these people have to say. So we'll check in with him in a matter of moments here. Right now, let me check in with you and how you're resting. Have you gone to the MyPillow product catalog to see what's new? What's new? Bathrobes are new. Pajamas and loungewear, new. And the new My Slipper, made with the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combines layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve the pressure on your feet when you're walking around your home, maybe even your office. Your feet will really enjoy this. You'll have the opportunity when you go to MyPillow.com to figure out whether you prefer wearing a moccasin style or a slip-on style slipper. My Slippers at MyPillow.com, 40% off using the DJV code. So check that out along with all the other things I was just talking about, bathrobes and the loungewear, the pajamas, all those big discounts too. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, take advantage of all the other things that are MyPillow products. Easy to do. Look around and get the best rest of your life and get some other things that will help you enjoy your time at home. My Slippers at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the 40% off.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Let me bring you back into the fold here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Willie Vogt, who is from Farm Progress, has a podcast as well. So let's start, Willie, with what Farm Progress is. How I know that there are a number of things that you publish, and you've been around for a while. So let's go through what it is that you've had the most success with.
Well, Doug, thanks very much. I'm happy to be with you this morning and talk a little bit about agriculture and who we are. Farm Progress is the largest agricultural media company in the United States. We own 17 state and regional brands. 14 of those brands are actually available in print, like American Agriculturist, Wallace's Farmer in Iowa. American Agriculturist is in the Northeast and includes Ohio and Michigan, so covers a broad range there.
I am a subscriber to that and read it. I find it very helpful. I find it helpful is probably not the right word, but it's nice. I don't know if this doesn't intrigue people, but there's a pleasantness, if I can use that word, to the way things are presented, at least from my perch. So anyway, I didn't realize. I do now that I think about it. No Farm Progress was involved in that. So what else do you have in your bag of tricks?
We have the two largest outdoor farm shows in the country. We have the Farm Progress Show, which is held alternating years. In the odd years, it's in Decatur, Illinois, and in the even years, it's near Boone, Iowa. That show covers significant space when it's there. The exhibit field alone is nearly 100 acres.
Wow. That's fine.
Yeah, and then we have a broadcast relationship. I'm sure you're aware of Max Armstrong. He's one of our team members and does some work. He's also involved in This Week in Agribusiness, which you can see every Saturday on RFD-TV. So we've got quite a lot going on here.
So Oriel Samuelson, was he a find of yours? Because he and Max were together kind of like father and son for a long time.
Still together. Yeah. Orion's his own man and his own product. But Max came, and he's part of Farm Progress, but he also works with Orion. It's a typical kind of broadcast relationship, if you know that, Doug, in your business. So Max works with us on the Farm Progress side, but also works in his business with OMAX, which produces This Week in Agribusiness. And Orion is still doing a few things with Samuelson Says, and he's still around, although he's retired from WGN now. He's taken the official retirement role, but he's still plugging away, and we always like hearing that voice, and Max is as well.
All right, so you know that the focus of this program and the podcast that goes with it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on the family and family farms and the food that comes from them. And I want to know, I guess from your perspective, how that fits into the other world of broadcasting, the sort of thing that Max does. And I just kind of want to, if we need to separate them, fine. If they're together and serving sort of the same group, then I want to acknowledge that with you. Willie Vogt here on the American Family Farmer Show.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the farm.
Back now into the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Willie Vogt is here. Farm Progress is the name of the company that has, as he was explaining, a number of different publications and doing podcasts as well. So, if I may, in your mind, because I said, you know, something about Monsanto and the big ag companies don't like me and they don't like my points of view. Because I am literally for the family farmer. I don't think that big ag is a reality. I'm not sure that it's good for us, frankly, and I'm not a wild-eyed liberal. I just don't feel my roots on the farm have led me to discount. Although, you know, when I hear from some folks who have family, well, how do you say that about Monsanto and Roundup, and they've made us, we can produce more, make more money, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that's the whole story, though, Willie, is it?
Well, I think it's more complicated than that. You know, 98% of farms in this country are family-owned.
Yep, right. Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a straight statistic. Now, the sizes vary. I am aware of farms that are 50,000 acres that are owned by a family.
Yeah.
And I am aware of 500-acre farms that are owned by families. And I think there are different ways that agriculture works. And I think that's what that's the most exciting thing for me about being an agricultural journalist is that there are stories to tell across that range. Now, I don't perceive big ag as evil as many people, as evil as some people do. And even from your perspective, I get where you're coming from. The inputs are a challenge. I've got a story that's running next week, about the fact that corn is where it is and soybeans are where they are for a price. And we all know inputs will now go up with that, right?
Yep.
Everybody wants to make money. The challenge with input pricing is, and everybody knows this, no matter what size farm you are, that if grain prices fall, input prices are what we call sticky. They don't fall as fast, so your margins get tighter. Those types of things happen. I write from agriculture. My role a lot of times is writing about agricultural technology, There's some interesting, exciting things there, even whether it's from a big ag company or a small startup that's in San Francisco trying to figure out where to go with agriculture. From my standpoint, some of this automation then may be coming, and some of this data analysis can give a small family farmer, and they don't have to invest thousands and thousands of dollars in brand new equipment. There's stuff out there that's available for low prices or even some cases free, where you can get information and be better about managing no matter what size your acreage farm is. Does that make sense? So I think what I like
is
the big guys are investing, but here's our opportunity to say, well, you made all that money. Let me go make money off you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that when I realized that outfits like China Chem are controlling a lot of the seed supply, seed sources. We all have heard the horror stories of farmers being sued by Monsanto. I think that's where I come down on them without a lot of sensitivity or interest in them and their success. And that, you know, there are a lot of things that get twisted. Maybe the whole story isn't as obvious as you'd like it to be. But when you get down to things, and I want to make sure that we talk about the stuff that's good, but when I look at the farmer's share of retail food dollars, it stresses me out, especially when it comes to dairy. But you can look at almost anything, you know, what comes from the grain people, the orchard people, the people that are raising beef, the farmers that are selling eggs. You know as well as I do that they're not getting their fair share of the food dollar. And, you know, I wonder how you approach that. Hold on just a second. Let me come back to that because we have to pause bottom of the hour here. And we'll come back to Willie Vogt from Farm Progress. Interesting website. You can go to Farm Progress and see sort of what it is that they stand for all across the board. If you don't know, it's a good place to go look. I'm Doug Steffen.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, President Biden said that the country will stand up to China over unfair trade practices. He recalled telling China's president that the U.S. will also maintain a military presence in the Pacific.
America will stand up to unfair trade practices and undercut American workers and American industries like subsidies from state-to-state-owned operations and enterprises and the theft of American technology and intellectual property. I also told President Xi that we'll maintain a strong military presence in the Indo-Pacific, just as we do with NATO and Europe. Not to start a conflict, but to prevent one.
The president also called on Congress to pass legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, work towards comprehensive immigration reform, unveiled his American Family Plan, and tried to sell his American Jobs Plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Biden unveiled his American Family Plan in an address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, a more than $1 trillion package for education and child care programs. The proposal's price tag has already drawn pushback from Republicans. Senator Marsha Blackburn says the national debt is already rising alarmingly quick. The Tennessee Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Biden administration has added to the national debt faster than previous administrations.
The day George Bush left office, it was about $10.6 trillion. Well, Barack Obama and Joe Biden come along, and what do they do from 08 to 16? They add, guess what? They double it. We're up to $22 trillion. When they leave office, well, Donald Trump is there for 4 years. We have COVID that hit. We end up at about $25, $26 trillion. And Joe Biden already, within 100 days, $6 trillion. $6 trillion! I mean, we used to get upset talking about millions and billions. Now it's trillions.
And Olympic organizers rolled out a new set of guidelines that the Games will operate under when they begin this July. Athletes will be tested daily for COVID and will be required to submit 2 negative tests before being allowed into the Olympic Village. The committee will decide in June whether or not to allow domestic spectators when the games kick off on July 23rd. They've already ruled out any international spectators at the events. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Back here in the second half of our American Family Farmer get-together this week, many of you probably listen to this program because we're on a lot of stations. You were mentioning Boone, Iowa. I've been on that station for a long, long time with my Monday through Friday program. I know they carry American Family Farmer as well. That's a place. Where do you live, Willie? Are you from Iowa? Where's your home?
No, I'm actually in the Twin Cities, just south of the Twin Cities area in Minnesota.
Okay. Have you been to Boone?
I go to all the farm shows. I'm kind of an avowed farm show junkie.
Are you? I don't do it as much as I would like to, actually, because I don't have the time. It's hard for me to broadcast on the road. But I remember going to Boone, to the radio station there a number of years ago, and they have a train museum there. And the locomotive, it was one of the most interesting and enjoyable experiences. The locomotive goes around town and and they had me driving it. I don't know. It had nothing to do with farming, even though I spent a lot of time on the farms that were in the community, because they really speak to me. Being around farmers, frankly, speaks to me better than being around broadcasters.
And my farm broadcaster friends would agree with you. That's the truth, I think.
Yeah,
you like spending
right.
time with farmers. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I have a farm. I'm a dairy guy, and I raise Jersey replacement heifers. And this time of year, obviously, we're busy. I'm trying to get Hang's thing started. There's a great camaraderie when you see a lot of people going through the same things and helping each other out. And that brings me around to something. I'd asked you a question before, but this is on the top of my mind now as I'm looking at some of the things on your website. When you have somebody come to you, or maybe you've got a listener or somebody who's a reader that sends you a note and says, what do I do? I just bought a John Deere tractor and there are problems with it and I can't get it fixed, or I can't fix it. How do you, because they're probably maybe your advertisers. What do you say to farmers? I know a lot of people around me who are frustrated as all get out with John Deere and some of the other new technical advances, in quotes, producers of equipment are kind of fostering on the people that buy the stuff.
Well, I think right to repair is a very sticky issue. And I'll be the first to say that I have positive and negative ideas about right to repair and have been quoted on that in the past. I believe that farmers should be able to get an English command when something's busted on this machine. In other words, that it should come up on a monitor and say, this filter's bad, or this bearing's gone, or whatever that is, rather than T6553-1 is failed. That is illogical to me. I understand why that is, and it's a challenge. And I think that as a matter of fact, the new Hagee sprayer, which John Deere owns Hagee, but the new Hagee sprayer is doing more with that. When something fails on the new Hagee sprayer, which will be available in 2022, the information that comes up on the screen will be in English.
Listen to us in this conversation. We're trying to, we're dealing with maybe the fact that more of the workers on the farm don't speak English, but what does that say about the trend? I mean, maybe I'm probably a little older than you are, but maybe not much, and I think to myself, what does that say about what's going on in America? Do we just have to accept it and put up with it, or we just say at some point, no, I'm not going to do this? Remember the guy from Network, the movie? I'm tired of it. I'm not going to put up with it.
That's something more alleged. He was more graphic, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I bought a tractor. I haven't bought a new tractor for years. Last year, I bought a tractor made in Korea, and I bought it because it didn't have any computerized anything on it. It was one of those few they are allowed to import an X number of people of tractors. Before that, I have the newest tractor I had was like 20 years. I bought three tractors 20 years ago, Massey Ferguson's. I have all Masseys, the older 1100s and 1080s and 180s and stuff like that, because I want to be able to fix them. And I can fix anything on any of those tractors. And if you buy a tractor today, you're not going to be able to fix it on your own. And I don't mean to make that a focus of all that we're talking about, but
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How old is your car?
2017.
And when was the last time you worked on your car?
And I can't fix it. I will tell you that I had a 22-year-old Ford 550 that I just, the engine just blew out at 380,000 miles, and the block is cracked, and I can't fix it myself. But other than that, I'm going to go find another block, and I probably can fix it myself. But your point, I understand your point. I bring it, if there's a problem with it, I bring it to the dealer. But I don't have that, I don't use it as much. I use my tractors every day, and I don't have the luxury, Anyway, go ahead. Make your point.
I get that, and I know where you're coming from, and I'm not, I'm not defending John Deere or, frankly, CNH or Massey Ferguson. They're all great companies that make great equipment. They have solid dealer things. Solid dealer organizations. I get the question all the time, what's your favorite tractor?
Yep.
My answer is, who's your best dealer? So it still comes down to the dealer and the support you get from your dealer. And if you're not getting that support, find another dealer or find another tractor. But the other side of it is, if you really feel like you have to work on everything, there's a really great wealth of used equipment out there. So there is still choice, and I think that that's part of that challenge. The other side of this is, I know farmers that can't live without the information this new equipment provides them. Mm-hmm. To run their operations.
I get it.
So there's a yay boo in all of this, but I think there's a yay boo in all technology, Doug, and I think that that's always the challenge we face. This right to repair issue will sort itself out. It's sorting itself out slower than any of us want, but it is going to sort itself out. And I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays. But I guess I'd love to be able to hook my laptop up to my tractor, new tractor, and have it tell me what to fix. But then again, can I fix it? You know, and then how much can I change? And those are the things that everybody's trying to protect. It's not an easy, answer, and it's not one that's going to end up tomorrow. But if you want to work on your equipment, I know there's a lot of great stuff out there. I would say stay away from the 40-year-old ones, but the 20-year-old stuff's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed in auctions the cost of stuff. I bought a few tractors this winter, and you know, the biggest problem is getting them shipped, finding truckers. I'm sure that you're hearing that. The crazy lack of ability or availability of drivers, trucks, they don't want to do this. I bought four tractors in four different locations, and so I hired the guy. I said, okay, the first stop is here. He said, what do you mean? I said, I got four stops. He says, the drivers don't want to do that. And then he tells me what the price is, and I'm thinking to myself, I have rocks in my head. Why would I buy anything again somewhere else and ship it to me? Because by the time you're done, if you can get somebody to haul it back to you, it's equivalent because of the charges for freight to buy it around where you are. And the prices, they have gone nuts. I had the first Massey Ferguson. I grew up on a Massey Ferguson 30, a Ferguson 30 and a 40. That's how I learned how to drive, and a Farm All M. And now I have a few of them in my collection, but I have the first Massey 180 I bought. It was 1971. It was 4 years old. I paid $5,000 for it. Since then, this past winter, I bought a couple of more. They were $6,000, $7,000,
$8,000. Well, you think about that from the time value of money, they're free because...
Yeah.
$6,000 today wasn't $5,071. I know that.
No. It sure doesn't owe me anything. Hold on a second. I want to find out about your podcast in a moment. Willie Vogt is here from Farm Progress talking about getting information to farmers, where the information comes from and what people are looking for. I have some information now on a fabulous way for you, if you have a gluten intolerance, and even if you don't, to have a fabulous, fabulous dessert. Maybe every night, if you're like me, you love cookies and ice cream and stuff. That's my Achilles heel. But if you need the bread department to be free of gluten, they sure have them. Great different types of breads and rolls and buns at Ebon's Bakehouse. E-B-A-N-S. Ebon's Bakehouse, a great bakehouse, great Midwestern outfit in Columbus, Ohio. They use all American ingredients, all natural stuff. And if you're interested in having something that doesn't, you know, some of the stuff that's gluten-free is great because it doesn't make you upset, but also tastes like you know what. That's not the case with the things that come from Ebon's Bakehouse. So check it out, ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a 15% discount on what you purchase. And don't forget, there's a 100% money-back guarantee. Lots of great reasons for having these cookies in your refrigerator, the breads in your freezer. They're yummy, but they're also very practical and very safe and very inexpensive. That's ebonsbakehouse.com, DJV, for the big discount. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
All right, back to Willie Vogt. I'm glad to have made your acquaintance. It's very nice to have you. You've got a good positive sense, a very affirmative way of presenting information, which I think is, in this day and age, it's rare and it's good. It's helpful. And because of that, I'm interested in your podcasts. You got different podcasts. Obviously, it's going to link to Farm Progress, which is your company, but what sort of things are you bringing out that are good stories?
Let's step back a minute. You know, podcasts have been around a long time, but in agriculture, they've blown up in the last 2 years. And
sure.
That's one area that, you know, as a media company, we need to look at. I remember my last official business flight, now I've traveled since, but my last official business flight in 2020 was on March 13th. I was in San Francisco. I'd just been speaking to a dealer group, by the way, from Brazil, which was fun. But anyway, I was flying home, and then I'm in the office the following week, and the world is shutting down. And I'm like, we need new ways to reach out to people. We already had one podcast. My editor of American Agriculturist has a podcast called the Young Farmer Podcast, and he does profiles of young farmers. And I said, we need something a little different. And what I wanted to do was created something called Around Farm Progress. Initially, what it did was to talk to other editors at Farm Progress. We have a large team that cover agriculture across the country. No editor is centrally located. Every editor I work with that works for me is in the state or region they cover. That's kind of a requirement. If you're going to be the editor of Dakota Farmer, you got to live in the Dakotas.
Yeah.
If you're going to be the editor of Missouri Ruralist, you better be living in Missouri. They all do. So I thought, well, let's talk to them. At the beginning of this, let's talk to them and what are they doing, or here's a cool story, how did that come out, to try to do a little bit of the background on what we do at Farm Progress. And it's always very positive. And we dig into some different things. Sometimes I'll turn the tables and have an editor interview me about what I've been doing in technology. And then we slowly started to add more voices, where we'll do interviews, profiles with other folks in the industry. Like I think we did it's the 50th anniversary of the Heston Baler. Vermeer. Vermeer is celebrating 50 years because they had the first commercial round baler. It came out 50 years ago. So we interviewed folks from Vermeer about where it came from, what Gary Vermeer started with. It was a giant baler. And then we started adding more. I've got some stuff coming up in the next few weeks I think people will be interested in. A look at ag tech investment, an announcement from a major company on autonomy. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff going on. And so we're rolling some of that in, but we still go back and we do what's going on. What's the story in your area? So I've got something coming up on next generation farmers and with one of my editors who's been profiling them. So a lot of exciting stuff in podcasts. That's mine. And then we have some other ones. Max Armstrong has a daily program called Farm Progress America that talks about agriculture and goes out to different radio stations every day. And then he's got Midwest Digest, which is a twice daily look at Midwest news. It's mostly obviously in the Midwest.
Farm, yeah.
And then
right.
Our Farm Futures team has a market podcast that once a week, Ben Potter and Jacqueline Holland from Farm Futures talk about pretty much what's going on in the markets and what's happened. Basically, it's kind of a here's what you can do, or here's what's going on with corn,
right,
beans, wheat, and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right. It's great to have that information and know what you're doing. It's nice to sort of commiserate together, share things. You can share my stuff. I can share your stuff. Willie Vogt from Farm Progress. The website is farmprogress.com. Good to have you here. A great story. Continued success from the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back to the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here. I have a reminder for those of you who are big into this and you listen to perhaps some of the things Farm Progress is doing. I know this program is on a number of stations that they are on. It's good to have lots of input because farming is so important to us and for us. And I know it's a part of my psyche, part of my body, my heart, my head. And so we have a podcast that we develop every week out of our conversations on the American Family Farmer. The current one is a conversation that we had with Tom Brand from the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. You may get a drift here. We're trying to get some farm broadcasters on to help broaden the areas that we're talking about. I believe in diversity as much as anything else. And there are lots of different stories about livestock and grain and hay and hogs and all that sort of stuff. And I can't tell them all myself. That's why we have these people on here. So Tom is on the most recent podcast that we have. You can find it on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And you'll hear my opinions, my thoughts. And I have these thoughts. Mr. Boat was talking about the media and how the media, the farm, the ag media is. I think the most important thing as a dairy guy, I want me I'm the dairy guy, and I want you, if you're a dairy guy, or whatever your specialty is, I want you to be the star. You to tell your story. A lot of people who are farmers think, well, they can't do this, they can't do that, I'm not used to public speaking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you don't have to necessarily be a public speaker, but you need to be the face of your farm. And there are lots of ways of doing that. You're there to tell a story. You should have a good relationship with the local newspaper and local bloggers and local mothers who are telling stories about the food that they buy at the grocery store or perhaps at your farm. But you should be the person that's telling your story so you get out ahead of some of the misinformation that's around on farming, what happens, for example, to cows. Now, I remember once 10, 12 years ago, maybe longer, there was a special on an ABC News broadcast that was devoted to how this farm in upstate New York was bobbing the tails of their cows and basically mistreating them, killing the calves when they were born, and it put a pallor on all dairy. And it wasn't true. It wasn't fair. So anyway, we can talk about what we get for 100 weight of milk, but the average person that's, you know, buying our product doesn't know what the reality is. And so when I see what farmers are getting out of dairy, I'd use milk as an example. The price of milk now is about $17.50 a 100 weight. And that doesn't mean anything to anybody, because why don't we talk about gallons and quarts for the average person to understand, because that's how they buy it. Well, I can break it down, you know, into dollars and cents. So the price of milk at $17.50 for really good, this is brown cow milk, basically, that bring it, maybe a little bit more with proteins and things added in, but still doesn't come close to what it costs. And so people get bigger and bigger and bigger because they figure if they're bigger, expenses will be less and maybe they'll be able to make it. I'm not sure that's the story that you want to tell. Back to what I'm talking about with regard to the cows. If people come to your farm, do they know what they're looking at? I love to have people come to the farm, a little sign here about the breed, and this is what happens when the cows get milked, and that sort of stuff. And I'd like to actually be the professor of milking and of milk, because I think that it is something that needs explanation. A lot of dairies, the big mega dairies, don't let cows live to be very old. They have 2 or 3 lactations, and they kill them. With me, older cows, frankly, it's like an older tractor. We were talking about that. They're more profitable because they've, you know, basically been paid for. And so anyway, the cull rate now is about 31% a year. That means the cows will last 3 or 4 years, and that's it. One-third of them are out the door with each year. I think that's a horrible waste of the animal, especially your time when you're raising heifers and the barn is full of these beautiful animals that you've raised, taken a lot of pride in, and only get 3 or 4 lactations. I find that to be difficult to absorb. So anyway, telling that story to folks that come to your farm maybe reaches their head or their heartstrings. You got older cows because you've raised them the right way, and they're good for production. But you have to be the salesman of that story. That's my point here in telling the story. I'm the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.